Before we start Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin, I've mentioned this Nikuda in the past, and I think it's imperative to repeat, and specifically with regard to this man. The pasuk at the end of Noach, at the end of Bereishis, says, "V'Noach Matza Chein Beinei Hashem." Sforno says, "What was the Matzias Chein? Chein is a Matnas Chinom, something which he didn't deserve." Says this Sforno, "What was the Matnas Chinom?" So he says, "The Matnas Chinom was that he, not only was he saved, also his children were saved. Also his sons and daughters-in-law, everybody was, and his wife maybe, also was saved, even though he didn't deserve it." The Hainu, Avram Avinu, we find, Davin for Sadaim, that if there's tzaddikim there, everybody should be saved as chus to tzaddikim. He says, what's the pshat in that? How does a tzaddik have a chus to save other people? He says, because if the tzaddik teaches other people Torah, then he has the schus to save even Rishayim, because there's a chance if we save the Rishayim that the tzaddik will be helped them be chayzer b'tshuva. And he says that's what Avram Avinu was. Avram Avinu was as a nefesh asher also b'chorin, that he taught other people Torah. And the Rambam says thousands and tens of thousands of people, the Rambam says, were nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina because of Avram Avinu. And that was what was miyuchad about Avram. However, the pasuk says that Noach was not like that. It says that Noach was pasuk in Nevim, in Cheskel Kimdumani, and it wasn't like that, that he did not teach Klal Yisrael Torah. In a Hanami, any time that anybody asked why are you building this ark for 120 years, he would say that there's you got to be chayzer b'tshuva. But he didn't teach them b'kum ve'esei what to do. And b'meila, he only had a schus to save himself. He didn't have a schus to save anybody else. You chiyuv to teach other people, and if you're just learning for yourself, then there's a chesaron. Actually, saw Meir Shapiro. He says that in last week's parasha of Yeshur Ach Noach. It says in the Batseva, Rashi says, Ach Noach, he got nailed by the lion. He says, at the beginning of the parasha, it says, Noach ish tzadik, tell me where you're the race of. Later on, it says, Noach ish tzadik, Yisir ish tzadik. Right? Over here, it says, V'yishar Ach Noach, it was only Noach. He says, because there was a time in the Medrash that he didn't teach other people. It was etvas, it was a chasaran. Ach Noach was just himself, wasn't anybody else with him. It says Rav Volba that this is something that every bacher going into ninth grade, to keep a Shir Aleph in Yeshiva Ketana, should know, and that is that the Torah that you're learning is not just for yourself, the Torah that you're learning is for to teach other people also. And even if you're not planning on becoming a Rebbe or a Yeshiva or anything else, Lemaisa, there's many, many opportunities that a person has to teach other people, whether it's his own family and even other people. And I can tell you numerous stories, even people from this Chabura that were planning for many years to go back and start working, and they found themselves in positions in yeshivas and other places teaching other people. For those of you that remember these people, I know somebody else actually who's in law school and he's giving a shir in a yeshiva at night. He's different people that they never thought they would do it. You never know where you're going to end up. That's first of all. Even without that, there's so many opportunities. And even for yourself and for your own family to be able to give over, it should be clear what we're learning to the point that we should be able to give it over to everybody else. Memela, I ask the Olam that Beis Hashem, we're going to be chazer and happy to this man, that they will take some sort of mechayiv to be able to have a klarkeit in the sugya, and that is that either take a bechino, a oral bechino, or the rabbanut bechino, or the chol apachis of Zalman Chemiz Nechemim, which I photocopied and I'll give out today. And it's extremely important because even if his bechino is open book, but it's very thorough. And if you could be able to answer the questions and put it down on paper, then it's Talmud Biyoder, like the Maharshal says, it's the Talmud that you're writing down with your hand, and there's so much more of a clarity when you have to formulate the answer and put the words down on a piece of paper. We'll have a real kinyan Bezer Hashem in Hilchas Nida, not only for herself, Bezer Hashem, but also for other people to give it over to. Simin Kof Tzadi Zayin. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph Ein Anida Valzova Yerleda Telis Mitumosam Balei Tvilo Shafilo Acher Kama Shonim Chayev Kares Habalach Mehen Elim Kein Tavlu Koroi V'Mokum Arani. This the Beis Yitzchak points out that even though it doesn't say before in the Torah that there's a Chiyuv Tvilo by Anida and Azova, nevertheless we darshan from various different places that there is a Chiyuv Tvilo. The Rush brings it down also numerous places. Now it's interesting to note that they bring down from Chazal, the Chazal say Vadova Bin Idoso. Rabbi Kiva Darshan, the Chachom Darshan, that Shaloi Tikhovel Tifkaris, that a Nido should not dress herself up, she should not wear makeup because when she's a nida, v'hadava b'nidasa, she should be dava, she should be like meguneh when she's a nida. And Rabbi Kiva said, if so, atem harayim zgana sabayla. Elo hadava b'nidasa means b'nidasa tei achatava b'mayim. So we see, we darshan from the Torah on it, dava tei b'nidasa tei achatava b'mayim. Maybe it's already mefurish in Chazal that there's a chiyuv tefillah b'mayim. What, for what reason were the Rishonim moisef other reasons that if Negias Nida needs tefillah, certainly Nida herself needs tefillah, and other reasons, l'chor, it's already mefurish in Chazal. So I saw that Madani Yontif in the Shiras Tvaro, they bring it down on the bottom. Madani Yontif says that it's machlokes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva darshan v'adav b'nidasa b'nidasa tei. However, the feed the chacham and the dash from the dust for something else. So they tickle that she shouldn't put on makeup. But feed them, what was the drasha? Feed them, they bring down the things. Now, he doesn't mention the fact that there's also a sefra that's brought down. That zeb bin yinab l'cholat tvilais, she l'cholat meyim, that they're only elim yirchatzelsan mitumasim betvilam. But it did so, it's all brought down also in Nagoyt. So some service says that we don't know where the bin yinab is. It's not mefurish b'chlal in Chazal, we don't, it's not in Shas Kinira. And therefore, the Rishonim had other timing, but certainly it's pashut that without tefillah, that she is still in need of midaraisa, and it's chayav kares. Even though no, but that's the drasha of the pasuk in the chanami. It's not mafurish. That's how he's darshing the pasuk. Yeah. What does it mean binidasa tehe? Hadava binidasa. That means she blives binidasa for when? Until epic. It doesn't say what. In Echram, it's not mefurish. Zechor, it's not mefurish. That's the basis that starts off. It's a drush that we're darshaning from the Torah. The question is, once Rabbi Kiva darshans it, we don't need Rishonim to darshan. Once Lamais, you have the drush, so then even it's not mefurish. But it is a drush. What do you need the Rishonim? Sif Beis, Imbar Labi'ir Mitzvah Litu Bezmanish Levatam Epir Vrivya Afilu Laila Achat. This is, sounds like Mitzvah Litu Bezmano, this Indian of Tvila Bezmano Mitzvah. Bechlal, just to be maxim, the other man had a lot of trouble with this, and it's something which seems not clear. What does it mean, Tfilah Bezmana Mitzvah? Tfilah Rach, we paskin, that Tfilah Bezmana Mitzvah. What does that mean, Tfilah Bezmana Mitzvah? One of the 613 mitzvahs? Where is the makor for this mitzvah? What's it all about? So Rashi in two different places, Rashi in Shabbos and Kuf Chaf Aleph and in Yom Ches, they bring down psukim. He brings down psukim. The problem is that it's two different psukim, like Tachrein and Merer. But in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph, he says, Midasi v'hoya lifnais erev yirchatz b'mayim. And in Yuma, he says, Yafinu mi vechitoi beyer mashvi vechivis begodov vrochat. So the chiv to be reichet, the chiv to be tevil. So the Aruch Liner in the sugya of Tzul Bezman Mitzvah Nidon Chavtes Merveis, he asks, what's this Indian of Tzul Bezman Mitzvah? Because we find that a person is chayv letar asme beregel, but we don't find that there's stamed in to be matar himself. If it's not beregel, what's the chiv? What's the Indian to be matar? So he says that it's nichlal in the pasuk. He's mechadish. That it's only by something which has a chiyuv sfira, something which you have to count days, either a nida or a zava, that you have to count 7 days, or tummy mace, you have to count 7 days in nida zah. In these types of tumas, tumas erev is not tefillah bezman mitzvah. However, any tuma that is a chiyuv to be moine, to be sefer days, then in a chanami, a chelik of the tara process is to count and to be tevil. The same way that there's a mitzvah to be counted 7 days, there's also a mitzvah to be terrible. It's a chiluk of the entire process of something which is tamei, to be moina and to be terrible. He says, v'sofer lo v'rochat, v'sofer, it says, chitzer b'yir mashvi v'chimitz v'gadu v'rochat. A chiluk of the b'yir mashvi, a chiluk of the svira that you have to do, or the hazah over there, whatever it is, the chiluk of the entire process is the counting and the tefillah. He says, the fidus agav, even by Kalim, there's going to be a din of tefillah bezman mitzvah, something which needs 7 days, by something which is tummy mace. Marshon, Kufir Aleph, and Shabbos, he's machadish this, that there's a din of tefillah bezman mitzvah, even by Kalim, and the Pnei Yeshua Shrei is Chai V'Kayim, as does the Sejutara by Unz. As if you look, well, I shouldn't say, maybe you shouldn't look, I don't know. In the Kuz Zekesef, it's Mavur. Generally, we do in the Kuz Zekesef. However, not where it's going to cause a person to be bogged down for 2 or 3 days. The Kuz Zekesef is Mavur also, that there's no tefillah bezman mitzvah by Kalim. He says that's the inin of Tfilah Bezman Mitzvah. The chelik of the Torah is it's darshan from a pasuk according to Rashi, and he's mechadish that it's only by these types of tefillahs. He's murder there also that one of the sukkim is by Keri, which is not Zayin, Ayin Shom in the Aruch Liner. That's the inin of Tfilah Bezman Mitzvah. How it plays out in Lamaisa, that's really what the Mechaber says. He says, Im Baila Be'ir, Mitzvah Little Bezman, Shalavat Mepriya Berivya, Afilah Ayachas. Even though maybe you don't have tefillah mizmana mitzvah, either because we don't pass like Rabbeinu Hananel or because mizmana zeh, there is no tefillah mizmana because we're machmer as the chumer of zero. Nevertheless, there's another tefillah mizmana mitzvah. There's a tefillah to be tevil mizmana shul levat mipir v'rivyo. Be tevil at the first possible time, and in order not to be levat mipir v'rivyo, tefillah la'lachas. Yichurlis mipir v'rivyo. Now, what's the story of somebody that was doing a kind of peer review? Or somebody that's a zakeno, or somebody that's a mubarak, somebody that's not shaykh, they need a peer review. Is there also a needing to be terrible with bizman at the first possible time? Tursa Shlomim Tevkatan Aleph says, yeah, there's also mitzvah zayna. And not only that, says the Shevet HaLevi, even mitzvah zayna, even in a cave, a scenario where you're not going to be able to be mishamish, me'ez the town. Nevertheless, there's also a reason to be terrible out the chi of oina, a woman is mishubah labayla, not just for Maisa Tashmish, even for Chibit Vinishuk, even for other things. The Mamela Nichlal in the Mitzvah Zayna is also for Chibit Vinishuk. So there's an Indian to be Makdim, Lechura, to be Makdim, that's the way that there's Shalom and Shalom Gavek, not just Al Spir Verivio, but any Chiv, any Indian of Oino, is also considered a Mitzvah that you should be Makdim as soon as possible. What's the Allah in a case where There's no Indian appear of Rivio. She's Mubaris already. And it falls out, Leil Tefillah falls out on the night of a Chasana. And they both would rather just push it off. Is there any Indian to be Makdim in such a case? What's that? She got her period in the first month, even though she was Mubaris. Yes. Maybe if she has a Chiv for Piv Rivio. She has 14 kids. Sorry. If that's just the case of Verona, I'm just trying to say that there's no Indian of Piriv because she's Zer Mikayim. By Mubaris, it's even bigger because it's not even a Shaykh Piriv because you're already holding there. Or by Zekeno, somebody is not Shaykh Piriv. Maybe there's Erev Al Tani Chadecho, even if you have Stener. But the Indian, where it's not Shaykh, the Indian of Piriv, and Al Tachiv Oino, the Shiva Levailo, that they're both Meichel, is there any Indian to be Makh? So, Lachur Mitzad Allah and Hanami, there is no Indian. However, anytime that you're ever going to ask a shayla, you will get that yes, one should be terrible at the first possible time, and one should do everything that they possibly could do to be terrible at the first possible time. Certainly, Shev Levi, in one of his truths, he says that a person should be Torah, a woman should be Tahura Labayla as much as possible. Even if it's not for just the very fact, it's more Gishmak in the house when she's Tahura, and therefore there's an Indian. And Lechanami, Lechur Mitzad Alacha, if they're both Michael, then in a Chanami there is no Chiyuv in such a case. One should ask in all pertinent scenarios. The Machaber says, in Baila Be'ir, Mitzvah Tuvazmana. And let's say Baila is not Be'ir. So it is on the Rishonim that the Minig, Shubas Hadeshin, and other people, other Rishonim, and the Acharonim, that there was an Inyan not to be Tevil, the Minig was not to be Tevil, when the husband was not in town. Many places can bring down the Shubas Yaakov, it's really a Zoyar, it seems. Shvus Yaakov in Shuva, he says that Amru sheyesh chashash sakana litzvah lemein baila be'ir mishum chashash dibuk ruach hatumo mazikin shemehai taim amenichem etzom tinik v'sakin tach zakarim nekayim lan chamir zakantam yisuru. And it seems that the Makor is in the Zoyar that in a Chanami a woman should not be terrible if her husband is not in town. Some people were mitzayin the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says something similar. He says a husband should not refrain from mishamish his wife on the night that she was tevil. Some are matzchan, they say that just means if he's in town and he could, then he shouldn't refrain. However, in a chanam, if he's out of town, it's not shaykh, then it doesn't apply. The Sfei Chemed, he brings down, he says that the chur, there's no makar for such a thing. And he says, oh, I found the Shvus Yaakov that said, I found the tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov that says that there is an Indian. Says it's a chiddush to me. And in a lot of places in Shas, it seems that there were tevil, even though the husband wasn't in town. L'chor, this is the Gemara that we saw earlier, the Sugis of Vestas. And it says that Baila Mechashim may Vestu Baalel. Even if she's fast asleep, the husband's allowed to come home. She didn't know the husband's coming home. There's no cell phone, no emails, no nothing, no texting. She had no idea, and she's fast asleep. The husband comes home, and he's allowed to be Mechashben, he may Vestas, Ubaalel. If the meaning was that when he's not in town, she wouldn't be tevil, Zichur would be Aser. Not only that, Yerushalmi that says, the Torah that brings down the Yerushalmi, that says that Aser Leisha, Lamed Bitrumasa, the Rai is from this Mishnah of Baal Mechashmi Yivesta, of Aaleh, whatever, from the Sugya. Not only that, we saw in Tesis on Tazayin Rebez, it says that Basar Chizda, Rav's wife, She was terrible once after birth, and it was sakana. The sakana l'chora was not because her husband wasn't in town. The sakana was because of the cold, it says, sino. And they brought her to Rav Chisda. They brought her to Rava, that she should be mishamash on Leil Tefillah. Why'd she go in the first place if her husband wasn't in town? Elamai, that the minig was in a chanami to be terrible, even though the husband wasn't in town l'chora, that was the mashmois. Lamai, so many people do have this minig. And kimdumani, that in America it's more common to be mekel. There are, it's well known that in the mountains, that the busiest night is Thursday night, because that's the night that all the husbands come back from the city, and no one's terrible. Many are not terrible on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because their husband's not in town. But kimdumani, many are mekel. I did see in the Shevet HaLevi, the Shevet HaLevi says, Beroiv Tfutzis Yisrael, people are makbid on this. Somebody told me that in Lakewood they did teach it to him. Keep in mind, when I was in Lakewood, I didn't learn it, and we learned from the same person, but that was many years ago. But certainly many have a minig, and they say to bring down, like the Shvus Yaakov says, if she is going to be tevel v'meiz adam shiya, then she should sleep with a knife underneath the pillow, or she should sleep with a tinoik, really anybody l'chero, as long as there's somebody else with her when she's going to sleep. Or some people say, Kaf HaChaim brings down, that you should put on one of the begadim, cover herself, one of the begadim of the husband, is a shmira. If someone does not have this minik, I know that the mechoyev to do it. Certainly in the Bavli, it's mashma, like the Seichem it says, in the Chanami, that wasn't the minik. Many of it has to do with, there's many things that over the years have become more mikubal, simply because they came from the Zohar, and the Hasidim, the Sfaradim, usually makbid on the Zohar. And therefore things have changed because of that. As a matter of fact, tefillin on Chol HaMoed, the Beis Yosef writes, he says, the minhag of the Sfaradim always was to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. However, once we found the Zohar says you shouldn't, so we stopped. Things changed along with the Zohar, and therefore it's a minhag for many people not to do it. Definitely not in the 21st century. And if she's not in touch with her husband all the time that he's out, then there's bigger issues. Loi shamana, that the knife has to be sharp. I don't think it's going to help killing the mazikin. Now, I just want to point out that l'chora, any time that someone, the husband, is going to be out of town, and therefore she's not going to have to be terrible as manai, v'pashtis, it's better not to push off the hesek taro, it's better to push off the tefillah. And the reason is simply because if, for whatever reason, the husband decides that Monday night he wants to come up to the mountains to visit his wife, now, if she wasn't terrible, and she could have been terrible, then there's nothing to do if she pushed off the hesek taro. However, if she's pushed off the tefillah, then she has what to do. In a certain case, actually, very recently, a person also never knows what the scenario is. A person pushes off because in a week from now he has the chasana. Comes down at the Leil HaChasana that one of his kids has comes down with whooping cough, and they both have to stay home, and they have chulum. So they could never have known, and now they're stuck because they pushed off the hesek taro. So he just told me in such a case that they were supposed to come on a certain day, and because of a family simcha that they weren't expecting, things changed and weren't going to be in the same place. They thought their parents were going to be here, and they ended up being somewhere else, v'chulu, and kitzur. There's always possibilities of things changing. Therefore, if you have one to push off, l'chur v'pashtas, it's better to push off the tefillah than the hesek taro. The Rama says, "Muteres litvul leil Shabbos, im lo yochla litvul kodel mechen." V'daf kun bar lebeir, avalav achi yalsa. She's able to be tevel leil Shabbos if she didn't have the yichilas to be tevel beforehand, but only bar lebeir. If not, not. Chaim mash mishum b'zadeshin. That's what he brings down. He first quotes the Mordechai, quotes the Rebbeinu Tam, that if you hold tefillah b'zmano is lav mitzvah, which is how Rebbeinu Tam paskins, then you're not allowed to be tevel on Shabbos. Sosam v'lo pirish. Rebbeinu Tam says, you know, if tefillah b'zmano is not a mitzvah, then you're not allowed to be tevel on Shabbos. The shaila is parvo. Why can't you be tevel on Shabbos? Doesn't say why. They go to ask us Rabbeinu Tam. We saw in Tesis Samach Zayin Amud Beis that Rabbeinu Tam was chilek on the Rashbam, and he says that you're not allowed to be tevel on Shabbos morning because you don't have two kulas of being marchik to chafifa and tzrach bita. Now you're never allowed to be tevel on Shabbos anyhow, even if you didn't have two chashas according to Rabbeinu Tam. Tevel b'zman alav mitzvah. That's what the mirror in a chanami you're just saying lidit chol that holds that you're allowed to do it. You still shouldn't be able to do it because it no matter. The shaila is, what was Pshat Rabbeinu Tam?
Vos epesh, just because tefillah is not a mitzvah, you're not allowed to be tefillah on Shabbos. The pashtus, like the Gemara says,
and this is what the Beis Yosef asks.
The Beis Yosef says that it's only usher to be tefillah a kli on Shabbos because it's mesnik and mesakin. But to be tefillah a person on Shabbos, there is no mesnik and mesakin, and in Mela there's no problem. So what could possibly be the problem? So the truth is that we're going to tefillah on Shabbos, there are possible problems. Theoretically, there should be a mesnik and mesakin, if not for the fact of maker. There's, if it's hot water, there's the problem with tefillah b'chamin. There's a problem, theoretically, of tzchito on Shabbos with the hair. There's a problem being marked chafifa from the tefillah. There's all types of gzeres marchatzoyes. There's a problem, actually, if you look at Shin Chavov of Hoytzo, somebody that goes into there's a shayla out carrying the towel, even not carrying the towel. You go into the water and you come out and you're carrying water, the drops of water on yourself. It says in Mishnah Berurah Shin Chavov, it's Katan Chav Beis, that's a problem. You should shake yourself off, especially if you're even inside of the water. It says there's a karmelis, you're not allowed to walk more than Dalai Lama once you come out of the. So there's all types of shaylas. Rav Tam doesn't tell us what the issue is. And why is Tefillah B'zman HaMitzvah going to take care of it? Which is also an issue that's not discussed. So maybe just to go through each one, the shaylas, most of the shaylas are handled here in the Pesach Tshuva, the Nesi Kelim, and how it comes out L'maitzah when he gets the Tefillah B'Shabbos. So with regard to Nira Kemek, Mefne Kemesakim, the Gemara says that by a mensch, by a person, there's no problem mesnik and mesakin because it's nirka maker. You're trying to cool yourself off. The Gemara says, even in a cold day, it could be that you're dirty and you're trying to wash yourself off. Therefore, by a person, there's no problem. Not only that, even on Yom Kippur, where there's no nirka maker because it's also rechitza, since it's mutar on Shabbos, it's also mutar on Yom Kippur. Since once they matered tvila, they matered it across the board, even where it's not shaykh, the reason of nirka maker. The Shuma Sadashin's Ma'ir, he says that Bismaninu, there is no Nira Kemaker. People are annoying not to be Tevil. People are annoying not to go into the water on Shabbos. The Mele, you lost the Tam of Nira Kemaker. Now, is that Shana Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam was telling you that, by the way, even though it's Mefurish Gemara that it's Mutter, I'm telling you Kala'achar Ya, that it's Aser, without mentioning this Tam, which was mentioned by the Shuma Sadashin 250 years later. And that was Kilo what the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say. The Chur, very awesome Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that in Echonami, there is, you lost your Nirka Maker, and therefore it's going to be Aser Be'etzem to be Tevil on Shabbos. The Ravid, it happens to be, says something very interesting. He says a different reason, maybe this is the reason Rabbeinu Tam. He says, he quotes the Shiltis, that says that since Tevil is Man HaMitzvah, there's no problem to be Tevil on Shabbos, even though you're being Marfik the Chafiv from the Tevilah. Says the Ravid, Kumtari, Medai from here, that if you hold Tefillah B'Zmano is Lav Mitzvah, then in Chanami, you're not allowed to be Tevil on Lel Shabbos, because you're going to be marked the Chafif from the Tefillah. Miu mi depirish time mishum Tefillah B'Zmano Mitzvah, Shmami no dahash to the lekat Tefillah B'Zmano, loy mi boi lo mitzvah b'lel Shabbos yom tif, loy efshir le mehavi samach Chafif B'Tefillah. You shouldn't do it because you're going to have to be marking the chavivah to feel. You have to do the chavivah during the day and the tefillah at night. You shouldn't do it. Kum tais agav, that's the same chash that we have Matzah Shabbos, why we push off Matzah Shabbos, because if you mark the chavivah in the tefillah, it's the same reason on Shabbos, it's marking the chavivah in the tefillah. That's also sasam l'chor and Rabbeinu Tam to say that's a pshat. We saw the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe seems to make it tziruf. He says, if you, the Gemara that says that it's near Kameker, that it's mutter, that's only if you're going to Tefillah B'Zmano. If the Tefillah is B'Zmano, then Nira Kemaker. How the two things mix together, L'chor, is very difficult. What does that mean? If it's Nira Kemaker, so then it should always be Mutter. If it's not Nira Kemaker, and it's Mechzik and Mesakin, then what's it going to help you? The fact that it's Tefillah B'Zmano. As a matter of fact, Tosfos says, the Shach quotes in the Kuzak, Tosfos and Kufi Aleph and Shabbos says, that even if you hold Tefillah B'Zmano Mitzvah, it doesn't push off Mechzik and Mesakin. If there's a problem with Mechzik and Mesakin, it's not going to help you. So it has to be that it's near Kemaker. Once it's near Kemaker, it should always be Mutter. Not exactly clear how the two things work together. However, that's what he says, that's Kenzan Aspiran the Mordechai, that it is considered Tefillah B'Zmano, and that's the only time that it's Mutter in the Gemara in Beitza. L'alach l'maisa, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Chovov, Sifches, Paskin, that Tefillah is Mutter on Shabbos. What the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll see in a second, because that's really how it's going to come out at the end of the day with women being tevil on Shabbos. When he gets to men, he says, if the person became tamei on Shabbos in a chanami, he could be mekel. However, if he didn't become tamei on Shabbos, he says the bir lacha, it's better that he not. And the reason why he says better not is al tzchito. Al Tzita, if you're only going out to say Seves Kedusha, then Al Tzash Tzita, it's better not to be terrible on Shabbos. That Shash Tzita, the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Ma'aril, that it's very gishmak, the minig of women, that they don't go on El Shabbos, if it's Shalei Bizmano, because it's a Shash of Tzita. So he says a different reason why, if it's not Bizmano. Everybody's saying that if it's not Bizmano, you can't go. What's the reason why? Rabbi Natan says, because there's no near can make it. The Rav says because you have to be marked as a chafif in the tefillah. The Maril says because of Shasha Tzchita. Everybody tells you a different reason. The truth is the Rav himself, we're going to get up to it, Be'ez Hashem. The next thing we're going to do is Kuf Tzadi Tet, Be'ez Hashem. The Beis Yosef brings down from the Kolboy, and he says that really it's a Rav that says this. Apeladeka Ha'aro and Halacha L'maisa that he says. Says the Kolboy in Kuf Tzadi Tet and Sivav. Therefore, the Beis Yosef Paskin is not a problem. That's how the Halacha L'Maaseh Paskin that you're allowed to be Tevil on Leil Shabbos. That's the Etzem Tevila. Yeah, and we're not Chayshu for Tzchita. He L'Maaseh, at the end of the day, that's what the Ramah Mishnah Berurah Paskin is also. However, he speaks down. It's in Katan Chavdala, Shin Chavos, in Katan Chavdala, and Yesh Li Zor Me'oid Mishom Tzchita. A person has to be extra careful with regard to Tzchita of the Sirens. And Yodua, some people did, were Tevil on Shabbos because of the, and weren't Chayshu. Some were not chesh, some were yes chesheds, they weren't table in Shabbos. Gedolim. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush that a woman can wrap up her hair inside of a towel, and there's no problem. It's schita li'ibud, where it's not nicker b'chlal the water at all. It goes straight into something that gets absorbed immediately, and it was never b'fnei atzmai. He says in such a case, l'chira, it should be mutter. Many women were not taught that way or not knowing that way. They just put a towel on top of their head. They just drop the towel on top of their head. And some people in Echonami, they say that it's not a problem to wrap it up. Each person that's for Hilchos Shabbos will have to... What's that? Is there... Oh. It's a good idea, but I don't know that it's going to matter. They have to be watching the whole time. What then? There's also, it's a question when a shamer helps b'chlal. In Simon Pei Ches, in Yeridei, it says that it doesn't help for a shamer, somebody that's eating milchigs, and they want to eat flesh, there's fleshies on the table, they want to eat milchigs. They're not allowed to eat on the same table. Kiveger brings down from the Gan Melech that a shamer doesn't help. The shayla is, we know when you get to Shabbos, which is this tzkila, a shamer helps by Shem Yikul Aroner, Shem Yaten. What's the chilik? So he says in the Tshuva, he says the chilik is, and this is really a klal for all halacha, he says that by there the chashash Hashem Yate is only if it starts flickering. If something goes wrong, then there's chashash. For the one time that it starts flickering, then we're the seder. We're same on the shemir. But something which is constant, you always have to be on top of the person because there's always the chashash, that in Echonami we're not same on the shemir. I'm going to leave the other halachas for him, if that's okay. That's with regard to Tzchita. L'maisa, b'negei Tzchita also, we are Mekom. Now, b'negei Tzvila, b'chamin. Because the Tshuva brings down a whole list of Achrenim that done with the Shaila of Tzvila b'chamin on Shabbos. Are you allowed to be Tevil b'chamin? The Pashtus is that you're not allowed to be Tevil b'chamin. There's an Isser Rechitza b'chamin on Shabbos, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos. Nevertheless, there's an Isser Rechitza on Shabbos. Shaila is, what are you supposed to do if the mikvah is hot? The truth is that many Sfaradim are knowing to be many. I don't know, I shouldn't get myself in. But I think there are numerous Sfaradim that are knowing to be Tevil Friday night Ben Hashmashes. Like the Chacham Tzvi says, that the only thing that we have to matter is if we want to be matter going on Friday night when it's hot, is after Ben Hashmashes. And the reason is because since the Isser Rechitz B'chamen is only a Shvus, it's only the Rabbanan, Memeila, Shvusin or Mutter Ben Hashmashes. Therefore, they Tevil Ben Hashmashes. And then they wait till after Tzitzit Gechavim to leave the mikvah, and they leave afterwards. Why is that? Because they shouldn't go home during the day. 25 minutes, most places. We'll get to that Tzitzit Gechavim. Most places, about 25 minutes. Really? It's 13 and a half minutes, but we're mafia. It's 25 minutes. Till 25 minutes after Shkia. Here in Eretz Yisrael. Here in Eretz Yisrael, thank you. In America, it's depending on... What's that? If you're being made 20, yeah, maybe. In a Hanami. It could be that they're machmer klape that and they go home afterwards. I'm not 100% sure. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it down, Tefilah Bechamin, he says in a Hanami. Even though it's mutter to be terrible, it's also to be terrible Bechamin. It's only mutter poishrim. Lukewarm, it's not hot, it's lukewarm. However, he says, V'ayin karbon asanam. What does the Karban Asano say? This is the famous Karban Asano with regard, important Karban Asano, with regard to Tefillah on Shabbos. The Karban Asano says that Tefillah is not together the Isser of Rechitza B'chamin. It doesn't have a din of Rechitza. It's not together Gzeiris Merchatzois. It's not a Rechitza, it's a Tefillah, and therefore they weren't crazy. K'moy Shekasafti B'tshuvoitai. Unfortunately, we do not have the tshuva of the Karban Asano, and that's the second Maror Mokim that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Arvin Karban Asano v'ayin noy de Yehuda. And Yehuda says, if you can't prove it, or because we don't have your tshuvas, then we're not saying on you. And therefore, in the Chanami, he says, but lamaitz there is makom to be mekel. V'gamani in emeicha, I think he says, in the Sidur Torah by us in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, he says the gzeiras marchatzoyis is not the same chomer of a derabanan. It's only gzeira. It's not mamish iser, and therefore you could be mekel. He's mitzvah, maybe it's a shvus to shvus, and it's mutter b'malka mitzvah. Different stadim that he says to be mekel. And lemaisa, the sharatzian there, Shin Chavach says, b'shas etchak, one could be tzemech on the karban asano. Lemaisa, that's what the Igros Moshe says. He says, what happens if a woman comes to the mitzvah on Friday night, and she dips her finger in, her toe in, and she sees, oh, it's hot. Says, Ramayisha, chelik dalet ayin dalet. He says that even so, she should go because it could be that even though for her it's hot, for most women it's not as hot, and therefore it's not considered rechitza b'chamin. It's less than they normally would. He's understanding b'chamin is the normal heat that you normally would wash in, and this is less than that, and therefore you're allowed to go. And he says even if it's not, she's meshubat her husband, and therefore the yesh lemezel baster stam nashi ubitzer derabani yesh lahakol befrat shul etzerich mitzvah v'shibud lebayla, and therefore she should go anyhow. The Aruch HaShulchan also, at the end of the Siman by us, he says, Ata minig pasha lahatir, to go on, he says, on Friday night, bein poitze peh, ubefrat shein rak poishun shita d'shar. It's mashma that it's mutter, ubefrat that it's poishun. It's mashma, even if it's chamin, lamaisa l'shtemach on the karban asano. Now, certainly, anybody that goes to the mikvah, if you're a litvak, then, and we're not talking about the woman. The man in the morning, if you're going to the mikvah, and you have a choice which one to go to, you shouldn't go to the one that's hot. If you go to the one that's hot, you shouldn't sit around in the one that's hot. In and out. In and out. There's no, because once it's more than that, then it's not together tefillah anymore. Then it's together more of rechitza, and that's in a chanami, a shayla of an isra on Shabbos. So that's been again to tefillah b'Shabbos, l'mayis l'machaber pasen that it's mutter. Schito, once you be nizarin, b'chamin, l'chatchila staka aser, b'svardim, many are noig ben ashmashis, even if you come, and l'mayisa, the Mishnah Berurah passes only in Poishun it's mutter, that means it's not hot. Warm is fine, as long as it's not hot. Even if she comes and it's hot, says Ramesha, she should go in nevertheless. Now what happens, this is really the Shaila that Dharma is discussing over here. What happens if a woman could have gone earlier, and she did not? What's the halacha? Should she be able to go on Shabbos? So let's talk about the first case where she could have done a Hefsek Tara. She could have done Hefsek Tara earlier. She decided, I'm going to push off the Hefsek Tara instead of doing it Thursday night. I'm going to do it Friday. Is that also considered that she could be terrible earlier? Lamaisa, when it comes to the Tzvilo, she could have been terrible earlier. She could have done Hefsek Tara earlier. So the truth is, we saw the Pitzah Shuvah brought down the story of the lady that forgot to do the Hefsek Tara, Shavugah. She came home late from the store and she forgot that she's supposed to do it. Is she allowed to be terrible on Shabbat? Since it's B'shoigi, so therefore maybe it's going to be Mas'at for loving min Ashuk, Shasavar Ediyam Gadol. She didn't realize, since she's Shogeges, Muteres Litzvah El Shabbos. That means that he understood that pushing off the Hefsek Tara is no better at the end of the day. It's only because it was a Shogeg. But if it had been a Shia, then in a Chanami, then maybe that would be considered a problem. and she would not be able to be tevil. I saw the Shevet Levi. He brings down from the Das Kedoshim that says that even though there are people that say that it's considered, she could have maisa done hefsek tara earlier. However, Das Kedoshim seems to be mekel. Since she maisa she couldn't be tevil earlier, that's considered tevil bezmano, and that would be okay. Sounded like the way that it was still the Bekan Shir Shevet Levi, which is not always a raya because it's still nikud a lot of it. A lot of it is from his shirim. I saw it just now in the tshuva. I went to look up one of the tshuvas that was quoted there, and he says, "Kamoish is varti b'shirim shevet Levi." So it is. Supposedly, he did look at it. The way that Rosh Teldevek is mashma, that's how the Shevet Levi was being knowing lemaisa. That if she pushed off the hefsek tara, would be okay. We'll see lemaisa how the Shevet Levi holds. Anyhow, with regard to this, that it's not so much of a kulam. The Mechaber brings, the Rama brings down that if Emoya Epshla Litva Kaidu Machain Gun Shahoya Achar Leido, or Shlay Baila Beir, Bomber Shabbos, Yeshem Shah Surah, some people say they're Asr, Machain Ong Wisa Zakamis, Machin Minagin Lahat. So now, what's this case, first of all, of Leido? This case of Leido was that this is the first time that she's able to be table, but it's not after 7 days or 14 days, 7 days for a boy or 14 days for a girl, so therefore it's until Shlay Bismana. The Pashas is not that way. The Pashas is as long as she couldn't become Tahar beforehand, then it's considered Tefillah Bezmano. And that's not what the Rama is talking about. The Rama is talking about a case where she needs a little bit of time after birth, and therefore, even though she can already do her Hefsek Tara, she wants to wait a little bit. And the best time to wait to is Friday night, that the bathhouses are open anyhow. So, Mamela, I'll wait till a Friday night, and then I'm going to go. That, the Rama says, Yesh Irmim, that's a problem. However, if she couldn't get a good Hefsek Tara, then even though the mice of the dam is dam toyar from day 33 to day six, day 14 to day 80 or day 7 to day 40, she didn't go to the mikvah, then her it's not. But we reckon it all to be considered dam. It's regular. It has the same din as regular dam tummy, and therefore, if she was not able to get clean beforehand, then this is the first time, even though she's going after 4.5 weeks, after 5.5 weeks, and minatur, she's able to go after 7 days. She's not minatur, because she's maybe become clean, and therefore she's minatur, maybe even though it's dam tur, she could have gone to the mikvah. But once she hasn't gone to the mikvah, then this dam is dam tummy, and therefore she would be allowed to go on Friday night. That means that even after birth, there's no problem to go Friday night if this is the time that it worked out. It's only if you decide that it's the easiest time. Really, I could go a few days earlier, but you know, I'll push it off to Friday night because that's the most convenient. Then, in a chanami, that would be lechur, the case that we're talking about. Unless, according to other shittas, we'll see. If it's a case where you couldn't become Torah earlier, then mepashtis, then that's considered tefillah bezmano. Now, let's say she waited a few days to see whether or not she's Torah, right? Sometimes it happens. She starts, she stops, she starts, she stops. So after 4 weeks, she wants to know. She's starting to stop. She waited a day, waited 2 days, waited 3 days. Oh, it's already 3 days that I'm clean. I do a hefsek tara. That means, oh, she could have now in this bar that 2 days ago she could have done her hefsek tara. But Pasha's not. L'chur, that's also a chilek of, you don't have to try every single solitary day. It's only considered as you stopped when we know that you stopped. For frat, you could be mitzaref that if you're pushing off the hefsek tara, that's considered not as if you're pushing off the tefillah, it's pushing off the hefsek tara. That wouldn't be a problem. Now, Lamaisa the Ramah brings down those that are Machmer, that if it's Shlei Bezmano, and there are those that are, however, the Mokum Sheimin again Lahachmer. How do we pass Ganolach Lamaisa with regard to going to the mikvah on Friday night? So, if it's Bezmano, it seems clear from the Ramah that in a Chanami you would go. If it's Shlei Bezmano, how do we pass it? So, the truth is that, Bechlal, in the Shitas, there's many different Shitas that we saw in the Rishenim. The way that the Beis Yisrael on the Siddur Reino Tam, no one should go, even if it's Bezmano. The way the Beis Yosef seemed to say was that everybody could go, even if it's Shlei Bezmano. And then we have the Shitas in between, that if it's an Einis, if you could have gone beforehand, then even if you're an Einis, too bad, you lost out. And then there's a Truma Sedesh that said that, no, if you're an Einis, then you're allowed to go on Friday night. The question is, what's considered Einis? If the husband wasn't in town, is that considered Einis or not? The Bach says that it is considered Einis according to Truma Sedesh. The Taz says it's not considered Einis according to Truma Sedesh. And then we have Shita said hold that it's that if that's really the makel, that's then you're allowed to go if the husband's in town. Right, if the husband's in the town, then according to the Bach, but that's the Shema Sedeshin, that would be considered an Einis, you'd be allowed to go. And then we have the Shita of the basis that say that you're always allowed to go, even if it's Mamish, Shloi Bezmano, then it would be Mutter to go. It sounded from the Darki Moshe that he's being makel like the Beis Yosef, that there's no reason to be machmer really.
The minig is to go. Vaisas, we hold that it's near a kemaker and there's no problem. L'chore, we should say that that's what he means here also. V'chein ogu mixes mekayimis, mokum she'en minig, ein l'achmer. Mokum she'en minig, ein l'achmer means ein l'achmer klal. Which would mean that even if she pushed it off for convenience purposes, it should be mutter. Even though that's not the case he was talking about before. He was talking about if it's ein b'al ba'ir, he was talking about achar leido. However, he wasn't talking about a case where you push it off just for convenience purposes. The Mishnah Brura says, in Simin Shin Chav Vav, that since people are not knowing to be maker of his manenu, like the Chumash Hadeshah says, Mamela Neshei Didan, he says the minig of Neshei Didan is that unless it's Tzvila Bizmana, they do not go on Friday night. The Kundman and the Chutzshani goes like that also. However, there are many places that are Mekel L'maisa, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel, the Badei Shulchan is Mekel, the Shevet HaLevi is Mekel, and not only that, he says, I quote the Lashon of the Shevet HaLevi, Kena Minig Etzleinu, the Yesh Machmirim, oh, first of all, there's an Aruch HaShulchan, says something interesting. Aminig V'mokum Shalanu L'Hakol, B'frat B'zmanenu, Shiravim Anashim Tevim Afshalemi Tumas Keri, V'rav M'choshim Zeh LeMitzvah, L'choivo, Al Pi Chof Masanister, Ki Yadua, Pshut Pshita, Ki Yadua. Pshita, she'isel avayal yichel alitzva v'chol inyan. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. It says, if people are naik just for Tesefes Kedusha, so certainly, once so many people are naik to be table, so then it's ready, it's a hutra, and therefore, or it's near Kemaker, lay it down, because even though if you're not mechuyiv, and therefore, certainly, a'ishel avayal, we're not going to be machmer on, she certainly can be mekel to be table. V'chol inyan, he says. Mashmer in any scenario, you're allowed to be mekel. The Shevet HaLevi says, kenei minig atzleinu, di'yesh machmirim, k'shevayal avayir, v'yochel alitzva. Some are Mekel if the husband wasn't down and she could have been Tovah and she just pushed it off for convenience. It says, Ach lemaisa rei v'atvilas mutaris l'al Shabbos v'nir adyesh l'hoko b'atvilas l'al Shabbos sheloi l'chapes chumreis l'mnoi atvilo chutz mipshio the kol sheish is a siba shari. As long as there's any reason why you pushed it off, that's fine. V'gam nira da'yayim mitzvah l'atad l'zbuchol azmanim shef shalitvol l'litar d'ador cholesh moshen l'mrabin. Get the mikvah as soon as possible. Don't push it off. Don't be machmer on yourself. Minig b'frat l'chera. I don't know if there's any minhagim anymore. Minig l'hachmer. There's so many people here. There's a minig in Yerushalayim against anything. There's people from all over the whole world here. What minig is there? Mechlal. But certainly, to be mekel says unless you mamash poisheya, he says then lechatchilo you shouldn't do it. Which means that lechatchilo, let's say after birth, don't push off for convenience purposes going to the mikvah till Friday night. However, any other time that you have. The yichilus to be terrible, it didn't work out, you have a reason, you have a chasen, you have a, whatever it was they want to push it off to Friday night, in a chanami, with any regular reason, that would be enough of a siba to be mekel. Not only that, he says, when you get to Matzah Shabbos also, certainly. Certainly, when you get to Yom Tif, like it's brought down here in the Paiskim. And in Yom Tif, there's even, the whole Trumas Hadeshim is only when you get to Shabbos, wasn't mentioned Yom Tif. Certainly by Yom Tif you could be mekel. I'm mentioning this because I spoke to somebody who was talking to me, he's after birth, and they were saying that, he didn't really have, he's already 8 weeks after birth. I don't know exactly what it was because it was all the Yom Tovim. So going to mikvah on Yom Tov is not so pashit, right? So, especially after birth. Right? After birth, going to mikvah on Yom Tov is not so pashit. So, I told him to bear in mind for next time, that the mice of the meaning is, as long as you're not pushing it off, that it should be specifically then. If it falls out then, in any reason then, for frat, if that's the first time it worked out, then in the chanami, say Yom Tov, and even Shabbos, we're make all the mice. That's not a good thing, but it's enough of a reason. We'll see in the Gemara if it's Tali Teh. The next Gemara says, right? Start the next Gemara. Next Gemara says that if it's late at night, you tell her you make up at night and she goes to the mikveh at night. Don't push it off till tomorrow night. What then? Are you need Shabbos as a reason? Does that detract from going to the mikveh on Thursday night? If it does, maybe. But if it doesn't, then. What's the story about an almana? Says the Ramah that v'chein almana shasur litvol. He says, v'mokim shenogu lahachmir gam b'motzei Shabbos leitzitvol. D'me'ach sheyesh litvol kodem l'chein, l'chein in rachikin atfilu min hachafifol. L'chein, he says v'chein almana shasur litvol atfilu rishenim b'leil Shabbos, mishum da'asur lo v'leil b'yir rishenim b'Shabbos, asur litvol gam k'motzei Shabbos. An almana is asur to be tevil on the first tefillah on El Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be boiling Shabbos, because you're kreina. The Yerushalmi says that you're kreina a almana with bia, not with yichud, and therefore not with chuppah. and therefore the bias was the kinyan, now they make a kinyan on Shabbos. And that's how it's paskin in Simin Shin Lametes and Arachaim, that you're not supposed to be boiling on a mana, be rishena on Lel Shabbos. Now the Taz brings down over here, it's not exactly clear why you're not paying with chuppah. I didn't figure out exactly the reason why. It seems maybe that one of the reasons is because it's a suffix what chuppah is. We do three things for chuppah. We either have the klunsais, the canopy. We have the yichud, which is maybe chuppah. It's a hafnas l'rishusay. And we have the hinuma, the badekin, where you recover over the kala. That's also a shal of a chuppah. Now, we don't do them all by an almana. We don't do badekin by an almana. So maybe it's a chshash that you're not kreina. Maybe you don't have the chuppah, so you weren't kreina her. And therefore, you have to be kreina with biyam. Not only that, even when you get to besula, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a suffix, and therefore you should be really kreina her before Shabbat. Lamaisa, the Taz understands that it's not enough to do a yichud haroi levio before Shabbos by almano. You need mamish to be a mamish. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shilamates paskins not that way. Shilamates paskins that even by almano, a yichud haroi levio is enough to be tevil, and therefore, once there was the yichud haroi levio before Shabbos, you'd be allowed to be tevil, and you're allowed to be boil a bil rishena on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham has to bring down from the Maharil that it's a sakonas mavis of Sakonas Misa Livu Bilu Rishayna Shalmanu B'Shabbat. It's a Yichud HaRoi Lebiya? No, it's not. In a case where she's in 100%. In this case where she has to go to the Tefillah, then in a Chanami she would not be, it wouldn't be a Yichud HaRoi Lebiya. But where it is, where the Taz understands, even if you have a Yichud HaRoi Lebiya, it's not going to help you. And Mishnah Berurah says that a Yichud HaRoi Lebiya would help you, and you would be allowed to be boil on the Friday night, if you went to the and the chur, you'd be allowed to be boil on Friday night as long as you were tevil beforehand. Then you had a yichud haroi lebiya beforehand. No, she got married Friday afternoon, and no, she's not going to the tevil. She's not being tevil. The case of the Ramah is talking about a case of being tevil. I'm just quoting the halacha that's brought down here in the Taz. The Taz says that bechlal and almano needs a yichud haroi lebiya. It needs a biya mamish. It's not enough for yichud haroi lebiya. On that saying, the Mishnah Berurah passes not that way. The Maisel Halacha, he passes not that way. Now, with regard to tefillah on Matzah Shabbos, how do we paskin? So, for the most part, the Paiskim are makel that tefillah Matzah Shabbos is not considered is not a problem as long as you weren't poishay a mamish. Then we'll be makel, like we said beforehand. And not only that, some people say that even if you're poishay. Because what's going to happen when you push off the tefillah from Matzah Shabbos? When are you going to be tevil? Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Sunday night, what's going to be? You're also going to do the chafif and the tefillah at night. The same way that you would do a Matzah Shabbos, you can do it Sunday night. Because that's the meaning for many, many women. This maninu. If a woman has the yichurlis, she should do it the best possible time, like we'll see in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes. Start during the day and finish at night. However, for many women, especially anybody that works 9 to 5, and shkia is at 4:45, and she's not doing her khafifa at 4:15 in the afternoon. She's coming home, and when she gets home at 5:30, then she's starting. The Shach says that as long as you designate an hour of time, then you're allowed to do the khafifa at night, because the whole Shach is going to hurry with the khafifa to get home as quick as possible. If you designate, they're not getting out of the mikveh, you're not getting out of the bath for 45 minutes, for an hour, then you don't have that Shach, and therefore it's not a problem. And that's how many people are negged, bismanenu. So it's not really going to help so much to push it off from Matzah Shabbos to the next night, because anyhow, she's going to push it off, she's going to do the khafifa at night. And the minig of many women is to do the khafifa at night, even if she herself is not going to. Many, many people are making do the khafifa at night, and therefore, she'd be allowed to be table Matzah Shabbos just about in any case. If it's mamash or pshia, then yesh la'ayin. But there are those that make it even if it's totally a pshia. For those that... we'll leave that. Sif Gimel. Asur litzvol b'yom zayin, that's you. Asur litzvol b'yom zayin, v'afilim am tenis m'litzvol ad yom ches, oites, en yichay litzvol b'yom yishem sarach b'ito. You're not allowed to be tevil during the day, not on yom zayin, that there's an extra chash of shematir v'tister, and even on yom ches oites, there's a chash of sarach b'ito. Says Rambo, v'akal z'teiris kind of a chupas, yichay litzvol b'yom, there's no chash, tein boin le'boin eitzel l'chas, and ad alayla. Avel achar ha-chupo, din g'shar noshim, after the chupo, Din Kashar Nashim, that they should not be tevil during the day. Now, what's the story about being tevil ben Ashmashis?
So the Chatzchila Nechanami, it's got a Mavur this way in Tan Rishenim, till it's Vadilai, as the Maril says. The Chatzchila, certainly one should wait till afterwards. If there's a reason to be Tevil Ben Hashmashis, like on Friday night, for Sfaradim, then we are Tevil Ben Hashmashis. If it's extenuating circumstances, also, we will allow the person to be Tevil Ben Hashmashis. And Befrat, in a case where by the time she comes down and gets ready, it's going to be Tzeis Gachovim, Be'etzem, it shouldn't be a problem, Lechatchila. What is considered Ben Hashmashis? So the place can say, Rishon Zalman says, I think I saw it from Yashav also, Rishon Zalman says, even people that are knowing 72, if it's only a chumrah, they're knowing me a chumrah, not me ikra adin, even lekula Friday night, they're going to do malacha afterwards, after Shkia, lay there. But people that hold it as a chumrah, you're choshish, many the Gedalia place can be knowing itself, Rishon Zalman, Yashav, they were machmer for 72, unless they came to Akula. Chanukah, Leil Chanukah, Matzah Shabbos, which is Chanukah, they weren't machmer on 72. Because it's a chumrah, so they kula. So they didn't hold many people hold that only as a chumrah, and therefore you do not have to, they say, you do not have to be machmer over here because only the chashash the Rabbanon, therefore you don't have to be machmer. How long has to wait? All random areas. Some people say 40 minutes, some people say 25 minutes, 20 minutes. I think the average is about 25 minutes, 20 or 25 minutes. That's what many minyanim daven also marav 20 minutes afterwards. It's about 20, 25 minutes is the lechatchila time to be tevil after Ben Hashmash. After that would be the lechatchila time to be tevil. Now this is all talking about a case where she's going during the day and she's coming back during the day. What would be if she goes during the day and comes back at night? That we saw is machlekes rishonim between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. It's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. What? How do we possibly get to Rabbeinu Tam? The Maestro Rabbeinu Tam was Meiko. He says as long as you come back at night, then there's no problem, because you don't have Nachshash of Shematir V'tister and Nachshash of Tzarach Bito. Now, what did Rabbeinu Tam mean? That all you have to do is come back at night, but even you could be terrible at 12 o'clock in the afternoon as long as you come back at night, like the Beis Yosef learned. Or the Bach says no, and only you can only be tevil at a time that as soon as you finish your tefillah, by the time you get home, it's going to be nighttime. That's a shayla, and how to understand Rabbeinu Tam, and it's b'chol shayla whether or not we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, which is going to be the big nafkamin is alach lemaisa. Apologize. Big nafkamin is alach lemaisa. There's a third shayla, and that is, what was Rabbeinu Tam talking about? Was Rabbeinu Tam talking about Yom Shvi? Or was he talking about only Yom Shmini? But there's no tzah that it would matter even Yom Shvi. Maybe only on Tzach Mito. But also Chash and Shematir sister, then in Echram there's no Chash. So the truth is that the Mashmois of the tour is, Kama Mefurish in the tour, that Rabbeinu Tam only mattered Yom Shmini. So the lesson of the tour is, Lashon of the Torah is Rabbeinu Tam Hoya Oimer She'ein Tzarech Lachmer Kol Kach Lamtin Ad Shetechshach B'Yoyim Ches Rak Shetitvel Samal Chashecha V'Tav L'Beis M'Shetechshach. You don't have to wait till it's Chashecha Yom Ches. Rather, you can go during the day and come back at night. Veshbam Hoya Oimer She'tich Lamtin Ad Shetechshach. Mashmoy Kama Mefurish in the Torah that it's only on the 8th day, not on the 7th day. And that's how the Shach was L'Maisa. In fact, the Sidri Taro and Sidri Taro and Chidr Alochus. And that's how many of the Achrenu Medayik of the Gershuni, Chacham Tzvi, are all Medayik in places. Taisus says Mefurish, come on, Mefurish, not that way. Taisus on Tamach Zayin Med Beis that we saw says that Rabbeinu Tam said that if you go during the day and you come back at night, then there's no Kshash Sheyavili De Safik V'lekim Mishum Tzach Mito. He says two things. There's no Kshash of Safik, no Tzach Mito. And for that's the Pashtus. If she's coming back at night, then what's a Kshash? There is no Kshash that she's going to be Tir V'tister, and there's no reason to her that it didn't work on Yom Shvi. Not only that, says Aruch HaShulchan, Kim Dumani, that's Pshat in the Tour. When the Tour says, Rabbeinu Tam Yoimer, Shein Tzarech Lachmer Kol Kach Lamtin Ad Shetechshach B'Yoyim Ches. What does it mean, Techshach B'Yoyim Ches? You don't have to wait till after the seventh day at night. You're allowed to go during the seventh day and come back at night of the eighth. Leil Ches, the Leil before Ches. The night before the day of the eighth day. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. And not only that, if you look at the Tshuva and Ramesha, now that you know that the Aruch HaShulchan says this, if you look back at the Tshuva and Ramesha that most of them saw, he's mitzad like that. He says, "Kenu mashmoyes lashmir ha'tur etzach yom ches lechayro." He says lechayro, and then afterwards he says, "Maybe you could be madcha that in Hanami, the pshat and the rush of the tour that they both held that Rabbeinu Tam was talking yom zayin." He doesn't say pshat, but he says that the ma'aseh that's how the Aruch HaShulchan learned that it's yom zayin. The How do we paskin lemaisa? So that's a good question. Many of the Paiskim are machmir on Yom Zayin, Paiskim Manenu, Shem Ralevi, Lushiris, Badi Shulchan. They bring down, they go like the Shach, the Bechlal, the whole Heter of Minotam is only Yom Ches, and Amel, you can't master Yom Zayin, even Tanukh Lechashecha. Forget the base of about going earlier and coming back by Hashecha, even Tanukh Lechashecha, you're not going to master. So Minotam is only going, Dafko on Yom Ches. However, there's the well known Shuvah from Ramayshan, Chela Gimel, Yeredea, Sinan Tama, and he talks about the case of the bungalow colonies, which is a pretty common case in America, and in Eretz Yisrael it's not so uncommon in Moshavim, the different Moshavim that they don't have an mikvah, and a woman that's makbed, she's chayzer b'tshuva, now she didn't move yet, she wants to go to the mikvah, they have, I know where I live, there's people that come from the Moshav and the next Moshav over, the next place over, they come, I don't know if there's no mikvah there b'chlal, or there's more mehudar mikvah, I don't know why they come, but they come, they also come to, they come to Beitar to the mikvah there. The shaila is, how are you supposed to get back? So if it's in the tchum, you're terrific. But especially in America, and even here in Excel, there's places, where the next place that has a mikvah, the next bungalow colony, is outside the tchum. The tchum is not so a mile, really outside the tchum. So what are you supposed to do? You can't come back at nighttime like Rabbeinu Tam said. So is there any way to get around it? So we saw that there's a chassam sefer here. Some sefer says the Pesach brings down. That no, there's no way to get around it. You can't come back early and then hang out by somebody else's house. And wait till after nightfall, because then the husband might find her, Hulu, who knows, therefore there's no such hatter. Says Ramayishin, Lamaisa, Allah, Lamaisa, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. And not only that, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Pashas of Rabbeinu Tam, like the Madurik and Tayshvis, that even B'yam Shvi is mutter. And the male B'yam Shvi, whenever Rabbeinu Tam, as long as you come back at night. Now he says, on a regular day, these bungalow colonies, everybody's fine. She drives to the mikvah, even if she's going during the day, and as long as she comes back after nightfall, then she's okay. However, on Friday night, what are you supposed to do? No traveling after nightfall. So he says, no problem. Come back, bizman adlakas nir, but only after the husband leaves the house. Once the husband goes to shul, then the husband's out of the picture, and there's no chash. Even though the chassam sefer says, you can't hang out at somebody else's house, that's because the husband might go and find you. But in a case where he went to shul, the husband's not going to leave shul before the end of davening. Bemela, there's no chash bechlal, there's no problem. Says, even the chassam sefer is very hard to understand. We're choishish that the husband, if she's home with the husband, he says, b'shev al tasa, maybe there's a chash, but that he's going to come back and he's going to go searching in different houses to find his wife. He says to the fella that we're choishish that the person bemezid is going to go ahead and be over on Yisurim. Bekum ve'esei is going to go ahead and be over on the Yisurim. Then he says, that's a chiddush. But even if you want to be choishish chassam sefer, in such a case, it wouldn't be a problem. Befrat that there's people in the house, he says, and especially if he has kids in the house, and that there's no pshash that she's going to be mishamish so early. And the Oilam was asking El Tzrach Bita, and I think the pshat is like Cheskel is saying, that Tzrach Bita is never a problem. Anytime that you have an oinus, Tzrach Bita is out the window. In other words, the Gemara says in Samach Zayin and Beis that any one of the four reasons, Ayavasa or Avaloi, all the different reasons that are mentioned over there, anytime that you have a heter of oinus, then we're not worried about Tzrach Bita, even though she's being terrible during the day and she's not coming back at night. She's coming back during the day. Nevertheless, we're not worried about Tzrach Bita, Malka Minus. So if you understand that Tznius, or in this case, Tzrila at night, she's not able to be terrible at night, there's no mitzvah there, is an Oinus. Mamela, there's no problem with Tzrach Bita. Ay, Chash, Hashem at Yerva sister, there's no Chash. You're coming back at a time where the husband's not going to be there. Mamela, it's not a problem. What's that? The Mamela Shabbos doesn't. No nafkamina. No nafkamina. As a matter of fact, all the Achronim bring down that which the minhag of the Olam is to be terrible after the very Daven Maariv says that doesn't help you b'chlal. Even on Friday night that you're Makabel Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. The Maisa, the Chashash Hashem Atir Vatister is not telling you when you're Makabel Shabbos. Maybe that's not going to make any difference b'chlal.
What about, I thought the relationship
of Oinus is not matter? So this case of Oinus that we're not matter Yom Shvi because you're going to come back on Yom Shvi. But if you're going to come back at night, you have Rabbeinu Tam. So here we have an Oinus, and we have the reason why we're Tzmutter over here. The Gemara never talked about these cases. The Gemara only talked about, we have a good child over here. How come in the Gemara they never thought of this? All the cases, they only matter in Yom Ches, they never matter in Yom Zayin. The answer is because all the cases we're talking about, you're coming back during the day, and there was no Oinus, you didn't have a Rabbeinu Tam. But if you have a Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara's never talking about a case of Rabbeinu Tam, that you're only coming back late. But Mela, once you're coming back late at night, most of the cases you couldn't come back late at night. You left during the day and came back during the day. Here you leave and come during the day and come back another Gemino Tam. Now there's this Chiddush, this Nekudas Chiddush of Ramesha, that this is also considered coming back at night. If the husband is not going to be there, that's also considered coming back at night. That's like the Rambam says. The Kalas al Tevel Eskel Mechupo, Yochalit Vulayim, Loi Bani Etzel Chosan, not alive. They're not coming at night. No problem. Obviously, it's not the exact same case. They're not married and over here they are. But it's the same Yisoid of the Heter, that there's no problem if there's no Chash of Tira Vitzister.
Would you rather do it before?
That also depends on who you ask. That also depends on who you ask, whether or not. We didn't find that we have such a Heter. That we didn't find this in Mekuv Tzadivov. We found the 50 Mark, the Chafif, and the Tefillah all day. We didn't find that if you have to push it off, you have to be Chashish. That we allow you to be Mekom. Lamaisa, here in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be hard pressed to find a Paisik who's not a Chutznik Paisik that's going to matter you to go during the day. And even if you do, you must say to get the Paisik, they're not going to open the mikvah for you. So you're lost. So what you could do is, if you're daring enough, the hour before Shkia that they open the mikvah, that for people to prepare themselves beforehand, if you go inside and just jump into the mikvah without the balanit, because she's going to stand there and tell you that she's not allowed to do this, she's not authorized to do such a thing, then Beseder. There are some employees, maybe there are more open, and if you come with a Psak Marov, then you're okay. Then in a Hanami. In America, it's more common to be making such a thing. But it is Lamaisa, Ramaisha is a Chiddush. Like the Elam understood, Lamaisha is a Chiddush. It's a lot of Hanachas, first of all. First of all, it's Hanacha that we pass in the Kribbeinu Tam, which is Namafurish. It's also Hanacha that Kribbeinu Tam was talking about Yom HaShvi, which is Namafurish. It's also Hanacha that Rabbi Natan would be maskim in a case where you're coming back during the day, which is certainly not mafurish, and therefore it is a chiddush, and it's better to find a different bungalow colony. The now leaving during the day. Can you leave during the day? So we saw if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, certainly allowed to leave during the day and coming back at night. But even if you're going to be machmer, not like Rabbeinu Tam, can you leave during the day? Can you? What's that?
Even if you're Rabbeinu Tam on the
7th day, yeah, but here you're coming back at night. So well, certainly, if you hold, you're even allowed to be table during the day, you'll be allowed to. Right. If you're going to take it that it's usher, whatever shita holds that it's usher to be table, can you at least leave? So anytime that there's a tliya, you're allowed to leave during the day. Like the Bach says, if the mokum for the Khafifa is in the mokum of the Tzvila, and you're Khafif before the Tzvila, then Echalam, you're supposed to leave earlier. The Bas will be Tayla that she left earlier to be Khafif before the Tzvila, not that she's being tabled during the day. That's not a problem to leave. The Shevet Levi declares, and I saw the Marakain passes this way, halacha, even though it's only a clear, but the Shevet Levi says that if there's a big line by the mikvah, which many places there's, I saw the Shevet Levi says that sometimes by the mikvah there's 100 women that have to be tabled in a night. I think maybe in Lake Ritz even more because they only have one mikvah. But everything has a schedule. It's a much bigger mikvah. Everything has a schedule exactly when you're supposed to come, b'chulu. But in places where they have no schedule and you have 50 women or 100 women being table in one night, so you leave early to get first online. Says the Marakayan, that's enough of a reason. The bas will be tailor. But that's why she left early. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. We'll discuss whether or not we should open another one. If she goes out with her credit card and bags because she has to go shopping also to a few different places, also the boss would be telling that she's not going straight for Tvila L'chura. Anytime that you have a Tlia, that would be fine. The Mashmait is though, if you have no Tlia and you're leaving just for Tvila, then one should not leave during the day. If there's no reason. I don't know why she'd be leaving just for tefillah. She's going at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The mikvah only opens an hour and a half. Not exactly clear. If she's going for chafifa, then it's mutter. If she's going, she has another tefillah, she's going to be first, it's mutter. I don't really know when it's going to be negea. Tefillah of kala by day. The minig is that many kalas are tefillah during the day. Now, most of the time that kalas are tefillah during the day, it's the 8th day, or the 9th day, or the 10th day. It's not the 7th day. However, the Ramah paskins that it's not a problem to be tevil since they're only coming at night. Says the Shach, even so, she should not be tevil the 7th day during the day. She should not be tevil the 7th day during the day because there's, aside from the Shash of Srach Bito, there's another Shash of Shematir Vatister. And all the Achrenim Shrai Chai Vakayim, what are you talking about? The Ramah says the reason why it's mutter is because you're not coming to the house until the night time. So even if it's Tir Vatister, but you're never going to be Mishamish, what's the problem? Kinir the Shach understands, like he holds earlier, that Rabbeinu Tam never said his din of coming back at night on day 7, because you have a Shash, a Tirvat Ister. What does that mean? You're coming back at night. There's no Shash, a Tirvat Ister. There it is, out that Shash of Tirvat Ister, they never mattered a Tvila during the day. And Mamela, not by Rabbeinu Tam, and not by Kala, even though Kala is more of a finish, because by Kala it's not even Shayach Bafal, because you're not married. Nevertheless, the Shash of Tirvat Ister, they never mattered during the day according to the Shach. There are those that are matter for the Shach. Dog Mervava says he didn't want to be Mekel straight up, but he says B'shas Tzchak, one can be Mekel, that she can be Tevel. And in a Chanami, what's a woman supposed to do, a Kala supposed to do, if she already sent out invitations months ago? The Chalat Chuppah has already called for tonight. And sure enough, the way that her vest worked out, that she has to go on day 7, is the day of Lil, is the Yom of the Chasana. What she's supposed to do. So Dog Mervava says that to make the chuppah during the day and just be shamer that they're not going to meet each other, they're not going to be the yichud till the night time, that not to do. But in echnamish, will be table during the day and they'll make the chuppah at night, then that's not a problem. Even during the day, as long as she's not bought, she doesn't come to the chuppah until the night time. However, the Chatchila many are noeg like this Dog Mervava, that if they have to. And that's why even though it says on the invitation, Chuppah Yeh Miboyed Yom, actually I have a Chasana tonight, it says Miboyed Yom. We called them up, they said, your Miboyed Yom is not the same as our Miboyed Yom. But, so it's always the question what Miboyed Yom is. And therefore, sometimes it says Miboyed Yom, and the Chuppah is not Miboyed Yom. What happened? The Kal has to go to Mikvah that day, and in the Chanami, only the Chatchila is supposed to make the Chuppah at night. And therefore, don't scream at them that it says an invitation. They also know what it says an invitation. And even so, they have to push it off. So there is a Kiva Eger to be same Chomish HaTzchak that is maski, is Mekel, that it's, as long as they're not Miyachet till the night time, then it's okay to be Maimed the Chuppah during the day. Now, a Kal that is going on the day 7, we have a Kiva Eger here that says she should not go before Netzachama, she should only go after Netzachama, B'dievet from Alesa Shachrat's Mutter. They declare, the Bnei Shulchan declares, the Bnei Zeh declares, are you allowed, a woman that's stable on the seventh day, is she allowed to make a bracha? Shemet Tirvat Ister. Lamaito, Ramayish at the end of that tshuva, Chela Gimel Samach says it's pasha that he can make a tefillah, make a bracha, as does the Shev Levi in his tshuva, that he says that, I think it's Chela Gbeis, Simon Kofalef, says that it's not a problem, she could be tevil, she makes the bracha, it's pasha, since Medina, she's allowed to be tevil at this din, at this time, Midaraisa, so l'chashash d'Rabbanan, zikr, she makes a bracha. Tif David, we're going late, but we're going to finish, it's not too much. Hey chadik ha'ines, kimin shirei ha'litvo b'leilis, me'achot sinoi pachar g'nov, ha'chayit b'zeh, she'segen shari ha'ir, yoch ha'litvo b'shmini mi'boid yoyim. Ava shvi le'itut mi'boid yoyim, af agav dik ha'ines, shvi, we're not tevil b'yoyim, even though there's an ha'ines, unless we have a rabbeinu tam. But aside from that, we're not going to be tevil on ha'ines, unless you shvi. Now, what's considered einus? The Pesach Shuvah brings down over here that lechora nira adleim mahane einus elim einus lechol anashim shebeir. Lechora, it's mashma that's only if it's einus lechol anashim shebeir. Now, the Shevet Levi says, what's the difference if it's einus for the lechol anashim shebeir or not? If the chashash hatzrach beitza, the daughter knows what the einus of the mother. Who cares when they get to everybody in the town? Not only that, like in the similar medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says if she was a chayla, she got sick, and she's allowed to do yom shmini. That's a personal einus. Some people say, no, that's not what the Chamudin Daniel meant. Chamudin Daniel means it has to be the type of einus that if it would happen to anybody in the city, that would be enough of an einus. Not just that your personal thing, you're scared of the dark. Even though there's lights, but you have a phobia and you're not going to... Most people, there would be a situation, they wouldn't bother them. The water's a little bit cold, most people, they would go anyhow if it's even a little bit cold. Nevertheless, if it's a person, that's considered a personal einus. But anytime that it's not a personal einus, then you'll be allowed to go with Yom Ches. Generally, it's not that common that a person has a personal einus, that they have to go in Yom Ches Dafka, and they can't go in Zayin, unless Mitami Tznius, and they have to go Dafka Yom Ches as opposed to Lel Ches. It's not exactly clear what the situation would be, but there are numerous scenarios that have been that there was an Oynus for everybody. During the Gulf War, there was a curfew at night, and people went during the day, Kimdumani, I saw brought that. Somebody told me that in Baltimore there was riots a few years back, there was also a curfew. Somebody told me in Florida last year there was flooding, there's also a curfew. All these times that there's curfews, you can't go out at night, what are you supposed to do? Therefore, in such scenarios, in a chanami lechari, you'd be allowed to be tevil, be yom shmini, not a problem. exactly what he's supposed to do in such a case. We'll see that sefei in a second. But now, what is considered this few item over here? How about tznius? Is tznius considered mitami tznius? Everybody's going to know that she's going to the mikvah. Is that enough of a reason? So they bring down a tshuva from Maria Assad. Maria Assad says that there's a woman that had a store, and she was always there till 8 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, one night, she wants to close the store at 4:15. Doesn't even look a little bit suspicious. Everybody's going to know she's going to go to the mikvah. But Mela was the only makolet in town. Everybody frequents this makolet. Everybody's going to know that. Is she allowed to push it off? Is that considered a oinus of tzniut? L'chora, so the Ramban Tshuva, Yutes, he says that you can be medayik from the Gemara that that's considered oinus. Because the Gemara says one of the things is avuloi, which Rashi says, according to one pshat, means that there were dishes dishes in the ground, so people could fall into the dishes at night. Why don't you just make torches, go with torches, and march to the mikvah? What's the big deal? You won't fall into the ditch. Because if you're going to go with torches, then everybody's going to know, oh, where is she going? Where is Princey going tonight? Everybody's going to see it. And therefore, that's the chazar and tznius. And therefore, we see that even al chazar and tznius, you had a way to get out of it, but since al tznius, you're not going to do that. We see that's enough of a reason to push off till the next day. That would also be considered a... Now, that is common. That happens here. A lot of times, Friday night, many women, they congregate outside of the building. And therefore, anybody that's leaving to the mikvah on Friday night is extremely embarrassing. That would be a heter. The problem is that it's lemaisa, not a heter, because we paskin that you can't go on Shabbos during the day. So when are you going to go? As we'll see that in Simon Kutzadi test. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't do two kulas. So practically, it's not going to help. The next time you'll be able to go is Matzah Shabbos. Once you go Matzah Shabbos, anyhow, you don't have the heter of the day. Therefore, it's not Tzon Rigea. The Rav Poalim, he says that Shamati Shabbat Yisrael Harbei Garim Bibinyan Echad. There's a lot of people that live in the same building, and everybody's going to know if you go to the mikvah. That's already enough. Therefore, they were noyik to be tevil b'yoyin. According to this, that mitamei tznius, then the chari should be able to go even during day 7, like Rabbeinu Tam, and wait till afterwards. I haven't heard anybody being made like that lemaisa, but lechari that's how it should come out in the cheshbon. Now, lemaisa being tevil on day 7, if a person has a big oinus, what's the halacha? So the Shevet Levi brings down a peladik amaisa. He says he had a scenario where there's a couple that had to go on a boat for a long time. A few weeks they were going to be on the boat. And it fell out on day 7. So the shayla was, can she go to the mikvah during the day and they'll only meet up on the boat at nighttime? He says, I was mitzad de l'kula, v'itzati adram lifnei mar nachazinish, v'hich mirvadar. He did not want to be mikvah. He says, even though it's extenuating circumstances, there's going to be a few weeks on a boat. He says, Lule Divri Achazanish, I would have been Mekel. So, sounds like Lamai said that's how he's going to be Mekel. Now, if it's for a day or two, that's not as much of the of a heter. Lamai said, it's Mavur, the Sidur Torah brings down from the Bach. Some people learn the Bach differently, that if you're not going to be able to go on a Ches and Test during the day, for whatever reason, then you're allowed to go on Zion. If it's already going to be pushed off by Ches and Test, then you're allowed to even go on Zion. L'chor, there's a bach to be make all. That would be not like this chazanish. L'maisa, tasa shel chacham, in such a case, certainly, I think, bizmanenu, they would be make all. The last tif, avar v'tavla, im avar v'tavla ches b'yoyim, b'lay oynes afilu v'achi also l'tfilo, v'chein im avar v'tavla b'zayim b'yoyim, also l'tfilo. L'maisa, passing that b'yoyim zayin, it's also l'tfilo. V'chom okam leis tishamash v'il b'shmini ad alayla, v'tasa t'vlasa m'yibayla ad alayla. Even b'yoyim shmini, the halacha is, first of all, b'yom zayin, if she was tevil, she's still aser. She's also on our chokis, not just aser in tashmish mishmish. She's also on our chokis until nighttime, says the Shevet Levi. And even b'yom shmini, where be'etzem midina she's mutter, and no chash atir v'tister, nevertheless, she's supposed to be master her tefillah from her husband, even though the Beis Yosef says that if that's pshat, that on yom shmini you're supposed to be taser and master the tefillah, that's a chumri yisir, Elamaisa says the Sidur Torah wasn't chelek on him. And that's how we pass in halacha l'maisa.